You know, it's really a shame when I see so many copywriters struggling to get business. They can't get clients. They can't get clients that pay well. And the part of it that makes me the most frustrated is it's so easy to do. Not to mention the fact that if you're a copywriter who can't get business, what are you saying about your level of skill as a copywriter? I mean, think about it. You're going to hire yourself out to help sell somebody else's product, but you can't even sell enough of your own to make a living? I mean, would you go to a fat doctor to learn how to lose weight? Would you go get your hair styled by a bald barber? Would you take financial advice from a broke person? Well, I think the answer to each of those questions is no, of course not. So if you're a copywriter, the last thing you want to be in the position of admitting is that you can't get business. Your copy can't even sell clients on hiring you. That's not the hallmark of a great copywriter. Gary Halbert was fond of saying there's no such thing as a starving copywriter. Gary, one of the greatest copywriters to ever live, of course, the late Gary Halbert. And I want to honor him by acknowledging that that's where that phrase came from. Well, here's the point. I think you need to stop making it so hard because it really isn't that hard. Don't make it more difficult than it is. Physician, heal thyself. It's pretty simple to get clients if you're a halfway decent copywriter. I'm going to give you five specific techniques right now that I see most copywriters not using, or certainly not using correctly at the very least. And if you'll start using these techniques, I think you'll be able to get all the business you can handle, at least for a while. Okay, so let's dive right in. What are these five mysterious techniques? Number one, send an email. If you have any kind of list whatsoever, any kind of email list, even if it's just a list of people in your Outlook address book on your computer, or if you use the superior computing platform, it will be the application Mail, or at the worst, Entourage. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is even the people in your personal email address book, you can send an email out that says, hey, this is what I do, and I'm looking for anyone who might be able to benefit from my services. So send an email. And here's a hint. Take some time writing the email. It is a demonstration of your abilities. If your email can't get people to even open it because of the subject line, or it can't keep people reading, I think you're sending them a subconscious and perhaps not so subconscious message that you're not much of a copywriter. So spend some time on this. Number two, call people on the phone. Kind of the same thing. You're going to send a message to people by calling them on the phone saying, I'm serious, I'm in business, I'm looking for clients, I'm looking for referrals. And you're going to have to develop your own script for how you're going to talk to these people. But again, you are a copywriter after all, right? This should come easily to you. Number three, go fishing in the forums. Now, what I mean by this is go to online forums and respond to people's questions and especially to their requests for website critiques. You need to go to forums that cater to the kind of people that you would like to have as your clients or you think you could really benefit. And you want to make posts there that are useful and helpful, not only to the person that you're responding to, but also to everybody else reading. You don't want to post blatant advertisements, but you do want to have a link in your signature file back to your website where you pitch your services as a copywriter. Having a link like this in your signature file is perfectly acceptable in most forum settings as long as you do it tastefully and you don't just blatantly post garbage just as an excuse to get your link put up there. When you think about it, it's not really going to help you anyway, especially if you're pitching for business as a copywriter. Your blog, your forum posts should be a demonstration of your copywriting skill. Okay, so that's three methods. What's number four? Release a white paper. What's a white paper? It's simply an essay, if you will, espousing some point of view about marketing or copywriting or some subject that's relevant to what you're trying to get business in that particular field. So if you're trying to get business as a copywriter, you should probably write a white paper that has something to do with copywriting, right? And you need to have an opinion, and it's better if it can be an unusual or a contrarian or controversial opinion. But it should be something you can stand by and something you can validate and prove and get behind. And you release a white paper. And it could be something as simple as, for instance, how to work with a freelance copywriter. And gosh, by the time you get to the end of the report, maybe they'll decide, well, this all makes a lot of sense. Maybe I should work with this person. And then finally, number five, do a teleseminar. And what could you do a teleseminar about? Well, what if you did live copy critiques once a week, and you had people volunteer to get their copy critiqued, and you did that on a teleseminar, or better yet, a webinar, which is very inexpensive or even free to do. You invite people from your email list or from the email lists of other people, if you can get someone to mail on your behalf, and you do the webinar, and that is obviously a demonstration of your skill as you're analyzing and dissecting and improving copy. You are undoubtedly going to get people asking you, hey, can I hire you to write copy? So those are five concrete ways that you can get more business as a copywriter right now. My goodness, what if you only did one of them this week? What if you did two or three of them? What if you really went all out and in the next 5 days you did one of each? I think you'll have all the business you can handle for a while. That's it for today's audio training. Thanks. Now go get some clients.